the first aid teach. Now, I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what they teach us when I was going to school. You see, I had to take that first aid when driving a bus. And it saved my little grandson's life, Ricky, the oldest one. Yeah. He was, we had a couch like that in there. And he was standing up on there, and he just about 2 years old. And he had something a little bit wrong with him. I mean, every once in a while he sort of lose his breath if they spanked him or something. And they didn't pay no attention to it. And he stand up on that one night, and I sitting there on the couch, and his daddy was sitting there with me, and he's standing there between us. And he just sort of fell over there, bumped himself some way or another. I don't know just how he done it, but he bumped himself in the stomach. Mm-hmm. And when he did, well, he lost his breath. Well, they never paid no attention to him for a little bit, and he didn't come back. And they got him, and Johnny did, and started throwing him up and down. And they run in there and grabbed water and started throwing it in his face and everything. And it was about 5 minutes, see, and he just died. I mean, he just dead as he'll ever be. Mm-hmm. And they done give up and run out in the yard and started screaming. And after they give up, well, I took him then. And I just took him by the heel and I pitched him out, you see, and just let one leg, just hold him with one leg and just pitch him out like that down towards the floor. And he still didn't do anything. Well, we had an ironing board sitting there. And then I thought of my first aid training, see. Mm-hmm. And I laid him up on that ironing board, and he was so little, I was scared. I mashed in his stomach and I seen his breath was all out, you see. He couldn't get it back in. Mm-hmm. And then I put my mouth over his mouth, nose, and all. Mm-hmm. And I breathed breath back in, artificial respiration, see. I breathed it back in, resuscitation they call it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how hard, because he was so little, I didn't know how much pressure to put there, see. And I breathed real easy, and I had my hand on his stomach, and nothing didn't happen, see. Mm-hmm. Then I put a little more pressure, and I felt his little stomach coming up, see. Mm-hmm. And I quit, and I mashed that back out. And I done that about 3 times. Mm-hmm. And I blew his stomach up, and I mashed it back out, see. Mm-hmm. And then he started breathing. He started coming around, you see. Started breathing, but he's dead. He wasn't going to never breathe again if I hadn't did that, see. Mm-hmm. And he was out about 5 minutes there, and his eyes, he just looked like he was dead. Well, he was dead. His lips straight across, just like people do when they die, babies do. And he started breathing, taking about 2 weeks to get over that. He stayed so weak over that, see, taking about 2 weeks. But after then, didn't have no more trouble about it. Because if he even started to cry, his mama, she was, he'd just haunted her. He'd just like scare her to death. She was working, and she just couldn't even do her work for worrying about him, you see. And if he even started to cry whenever she was there, boy, she made a dive at that water bucket. Because she's going to throw that water in his face first time he showed any signs of holding that breath. But he knocked it out. He didn't suck it in and hold it. That's the way most of them do, you see. Of course, I've seen them hold it till they get plumb black. But when they released it, then they start breathing because it'd go out. But he had all the breath out of him, see. He bumped it across there and knocked it all out. And he couldn't get it back in. And he was dead until somebody had breathed it back into him. And I give him a resuscitation like that. And it brought him back too. But he was so little, I was scared, you see. Because I was afraid I might blow too hard on him, you see. Mm-hmm. And I just put my mouth over his mouth, nose, and all. He was so little, see. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't done that, he'd have died.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways of, talking about death, any other ways of saying a person died? Any nicer ways?
He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the Negroes have another word for it. Let's see now, why they call it?